Good morning, everyone. This is Holly Dotson, Director of Chapter Operations. Welcome to the VP of Communications call. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us today. We have about 32 people with us so far. Hopefully, a few more will join shortly. I want to let you know a couple of housekeeping notes before we dig in. The first is, right now, the phones should be all muted to help with background noise. And as we get to a point where we're ready to open it up for questions, we will unmute the line. In the meantime, there is a chat box, and you're welcome to use that if you have questions in the moment, and we'll try to address them as we go throughout the call today. Additionally, I already have the call on record, so we'll be recording this for those who couldn't make it, and we'll provide this link next week through the Chapter Leaders Resource page for everyone, or if you want to share it back with other board members. I'd like to take a quick second and introduce my co-host today, Nikki Daniel. She is the Director of Marketing, and she is going to be sharing the majority of the content today. I'm more here just to kind of help facilitate. She is the queen of all things marketing and communications for MPI. So welcome, Nikki.
Thank you.
We had anticipated having another member of our marketing and communications team, Catherine Page, but something unexpectedly happened and she won't be able to join us. So I apologize for that particular change, but hopefully she can be on our next call. So with that being said, I want to give you a little highlight of some of the things that we're going to cover today, or I should say Nikki's going to cover. She's going to take you kind of through some global updates and things that are going on as far as the digital investment and the website component of that we're working on that you've heard so much about, and I know that's probably where most of your questions are going to want to sit today. She'll also cover some of the events that we're doing from a global perspective and what's going on with them and where they might interact with you as a chapter or how you might be able to support them as we move forward, as well as some additional scholarship opportunities and things that are available that you might want to be promoting. So it's going to be kind of all things from a global perspective, but we want to also talk about how they support you and you can support them. And then in addition, we'll open it up at the end in case you have additional questions or items that you would like to ask. We did reach out and ask for any questions or topics that you would like to discuss, and we only heard from one person. So I'm not sure if that's because you're not really sure what you still need help with yet, or because you might be new to your role, or you wanted to see what we were already bringing, and then maybe at the end we can kind of regroup and ask that for the next call and make sure that we're, again, touching on the types of topics that are important to you. So with all of that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Nikki Daniel and let her kind of lead us through this call. Nikki?
Absolutely. So as Holly said, first of all, I got to meet most of you at CBS this year. I am one of the marketing managers. I oversee, let me see if I can get this straight, membership chapters, business development, and MPI Foundation. And then my counterpart is Krista Shelter, who oversees all of the marketing for PD events and PYM. I will be your first part of contact after your chapter business representative. And I'm here to help you guys with whatever you need. Today, we're just going to kind of briefly go over what our priorities are for the next couple of months and which ones that we would like to ask you guys to help us with. If you have any questions, I have the chat box open. So you can either unmute your phone and ask any questions or just send me a chat. I will be going back and forth because I have my agenda on a different page. So first of all, the website update. Unfortunately, that was Kat's portion of this call, and I don't have a lot of information or answers for you guys on that, and I apologize. I will work with Kat when she's back in the office to develop a communication and get it out to you guys just with a little bit more detail, but I will tell you it is all hands on deck right now getting the first phase of the global website up. From what I've seen, it looks really good. It's very sleek, it's very clean, it's very unlike what you are used to seeing right now. So we're very excited about that. The first phase is the global website, and then I know that you're anxious to find out about what's going to happen with the chapter website. I personally, unfortunately, don't have any updates on that right now. So, but again, Kat and I will work on getting a piece of communication out to you guys about that.
Nikki?
Yes, ma'am.
It's Holly. I can actually help a little bit because I want to make sure I want to make sure you guys are as level set as possible on where we are, and in case you were not on the all hands leader call that was earlier this month. So as she mentioned, the global site is closed. They're still targeting September 1st, give or take, you know, depending on how it all flushes out, to kind of launch our site. And we want to get through a month or two of that, make sure that, you know, we've worked out kinks, everything is flowing as it should, before we really start to dig into the chapter component. So Marianne had explained on that all hands call that once we get past that launch, we'll probably begin to look at engaging that task force that she had mentioned a few months back. We do have the list of names that everybody sent in. And if you have a change to that list, somebody's left, or you want to add somebody, let me know. You can send me an email. But that won't come for a couple more months still. And then as we begin to look at chapters, we'll engage that team in various ways to support that process. We still don't anticipate that any chapters will be rolling in for, you know, the whole project. We had said somewhere between 12 to 18 months, so we're still within that. And as I had mentioned to your Office of the President earlier in the year, to budget for this year as though all was going to be the same. You were going to continue to maintain your website as is and the content on it, and that you would know far enough in advance if your chapter was going to come in this fiscal term. So we will get to a place where we'll give dates and some timelines, but that's still a few months away. And we will begin, the first few sites will be any chapter that has a current MPI Global microsite. So if you're already working with an MPI site, we will first launch those chapters. And I believe, Chicago, if you're on the call, you were on the high list as a pilot chapter because of the size and the nature of your website and needs. So those will be the first ones to come in. We'll get them through the process. We'll make sure we've worked out kinks and things are running well with those test chapters. And then we'll begin outlining which additional chapters are coming in. And that is still a rough lay of the land for the plan, that if it kind of gives you a little bit better understanding of the timeline, you got a few months before you should be expecting to hear much new. Additionally, as we get to a place that the website for Global has launched, on one of these calls, we'll get to a place where we will give you a tutorial and kind of walk you through that site so that we make sure that you have clarity as well on that particular site. So I hope that gives some understanding. And if not, again, the chat box is a great way to ask questions through there. So Nikki, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. I've been involved in the website for a couple of things, but not as much as everybody else, simply because since I do oversee Foundation and I have three rendezvous in the next 60 days. So that's where my attention has been recently. All right, we're going to go ahead and move on. The first thing I want to cover is just our upcoming events. These are mostly partner events outside of IMEX America. We do consider IMEX America a signature event. First up, we will be at Incentive Works in Toronto week after next. That's August 21st through the 23rd. We have a Women in Leadership certificate course on site. And then we have Rendezvous, which is actually the official opening night party on August 21st. We're at Real Sports again. Tickets are currently on sale. They're available on the Incentive Works website and the NPI website. We will have booth space. We will be, it's a tri-booth space. It's NPI Global, NPI Foundation, and the Toronto chapter. So if you will be there, come see us. If you have any questions about that, let me know. Next up is the experiential event series, the Venice International Film Festival. It's September 3rd through 5th. There are spots still available for that if anybody's interested. All of that information is on the website. The next one is IBTM Latin America, which is September 6th through 7th. This is the first time we'll have a presence at IBTM Latin America. We will have booth space for sharing with the Mexico chapter, and we are introducing Rendezvous to that market. It's September 6th at a club called Joy Room. Tickets are coming soon. We're very, very, very excited about that. The next one, of course, is IMEX America. It's October 9th through 12th in Las Vegas. I'm sure many of you will be there. This is one of our priorities. One, because of Smart Monday, all the information to date is posted on the website. Krista is working diligently to keep that updated regularly. In addition, the most important factor right now is hosted buyer applications are open, and that those will close September 11th. And I oversee hosted buyer, so if there's any questions about that, you can reach out to me. And of course, we have rendezvous as well. It's actually the largest rendezvous in the portfolio. There's usually over 2,000 people. It once again will be at Dre's, and that's on October 11th, and we should have tickets for that available in the next couple of weeks. I just want to pause for a second and make sure no one has any questions about IMEX America, since that is one of our big ones. Doesn't look like it. Okay, after that, we have another experiential event series, which is the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival, which is November 2nd through 5th. I'm sure everybody wants to go to that. I certainly do. Registration and more information about that one is coming soon. And one thing I want to point out, don't forget that, you know, scholarships are always available for experiential event series. So that's a fantastic way to get to experience one of these events. I actually use my own professional development money to go on one last year, the Toronto International Film Festival, and it is completely worth the investment. Next up, that's the events we wanted to cover for the rest of the year. We have a couple of more, but those are the priorities right now. But we are pushing WEC because the early bird pricing that we announced during WEC 2017 is still good through September 30th. Kat was going to discuss a little bit more about this theme, so we'll save that for next month's call. And then we also have call for proposals going out within the next couple of weeks. So be on the lookout for that should you want to contribute and participate in any way. I'm just going to go back here and make sure there are no questions. Let's see. Additional education that we're pushing right now, there is a emergency preparedness certificate course in Dallas on November 6th. And then we have an online venue sales certificate program that starts August 21st, and it is a 7-week program. And then, as Holly said, we want to talk a little bit more about the scholarship opportunities because, you know, we're finding out that not a lot of members know about this, and this is, you know, it's not only great for chapters, but it's great for individuals. So right now, there are 4 chapter grants available for women in leadership to bring women leadership certificate program to your chapter. This is a fantastic program. We did a pilot program, and a lot of the ladies here in the office participated, including myself, and it's really, really worth it. And then we also have 26 individual scholarships available for basic boot camp. There's 2 of those left for the year, September 28th in Atlanta and November 3rd in Dallas. So I know that we went through that pretty quickly. We'll be covering, when Kat and I talked to Holly about what we want to cover on these calls, the one thing that we said is we want to be a little bit more transparent about what we're doing. I would love to provide you guys a 12-month calendar, and that's hopefully one day we'll be able to get there, but we're not there right now. But we really want to, on these calls, look at the next 4 to 8 weeks and what our priorities are. And everything we just discussed right now are our priorities with IMEX America, the WEC early bird pricing, and then the current scholarship opportunities. Those are our 3 priorities. And if there's any way you want to promote those, you need more information, you need graphics, I'm your contact for that. So just reach out to me and let me know what I can do to help you promote those. I will tell you, because I'm sure you're curious, after some of the discussions we had at WEC, I am working on developing a new, I hate calling it a chapter toolkit just because that has a different connotation, but it's really going to be an ongoing toolkit. We're not going to do these one-offs anymore. There's going to be a section for all of the different business units and the different topics. And it will be updated regularly, and it will be much more user-friendly, where all of the content will be, whether it be Facebook posts or Twitter posts or what have you, it will all be cut and paste. And so you won't have to, you know, dig through our, you know, elaborate PDFs anymore. So we're really working on that. And then it'll, of course, be available on the chapter leader resource page. And on these calls, I'll be able to update you guys with what's going to be added or what's been added and all of that fun stuff. We are, Holly might want to speak to this a little bit. We are, our team is working on what will be transferred to the new chapter leader resource page. So Holly, did you want to talk about that a little bit more?
Sure. Before I jump into chapter leaders resource page, I'm going to jump back and ask you two clarifying questions, Nikki, for our leaders out there. So overall toolkit with all of the activities that, you know, they can participate from a marketing standpoint in, how will they know aside from this call that something's been added or updated? Will you be sending an email to all of them every time you add new content and what the content is?
I think as long if it's a whole new section of content, yes, I will send out an update. If it's just new tweets or what have you, it's just going to be added. I don't think it'll be necessary to send out an email if we add what more Facebook posts or what have you. But let's say it was up right now and we got the content added for Hawaii, then I would send out an email saying, okay, now available in the doc, you know, in the spreadsheet is the content for Hawaii. So absolutely, I will keep it updated that way, and then on this call, of course.
Okay, wonderful, thank you. And then, so folks, I think what would be really good from your perspective is, hopefully you're doing this anyway, you're always looking at the marketing resources page, but if you're not, at least once or twice a month, popping in there, maybe putting a reminder on your calendar just to see if anything new is being added. And then, of course, between this call and Nikki's emails, we'll let you know about anything large that's coming out that affects that. And Nikki, I'm going to back up before we hit these two questions in the chat box and ask you one other question. So you mentioned we can't have a 12-month calendar to support them in their marketing, because really what they're looking for, and anybody speak to the chat box if I'm, you know, saying this wrong on your behalf, but you guys have been asking a lot to have some kind of a calendar that says, this is when Global sends their stuff so that we can send to our members and not hit the same day. So, Nikki, one of the things we talked about was maybe that 6 to 8 week time frame. Mm-hmm. You can let them know, maybe send an email out that says, Pulse goes out on this day, News Brief this day.
Okay.
And these are the days that we're marketing. So that would be helpful to them. Is that something that you can provide here in the next, you know, coming days?
Yeah, we can do that because that's something we've been a little bit more diligent about internally. And so we have that calendar and, I can provide that. I wouldn't want to provide just because things are, and you guys know this from running your own teams, but it's subject to change at all times. And we all know this, but, I would be comfortable sharing, at least 4 weeks. Every time we do this call, we can send that out with the meeting notice, and then if anybody has any questions, we can cover in the call. How does that sound?
That sounds good. I mean, from the chat box, it looks like we get some positive response on that the dates would be very helpful. There was another question by Selena. Besides when they're marketing, mm-hmm. we would like to know what they're marketing so we can tie this into what we send on a chapter level. So can we include some bullets like that?
Okay. Oh, absolutely. So our internal calendar says what it is, you know. So, for example, and I'll also include what audience it's going to, because I don't want everybody thinking that every email that we have on the calendar is going to the entire membership, because it's not. For example, on Tuesday, I personally had two different emails go out. One was Rendezvous at Incentive Works, but that just went to Canadian members. And then I had a hosted by our IMAX America hosted by our email go out, but that just went to North American planners. So I can specify what audience it's going to too. So you're not like, oh my gosh, you know, there's 8 emails going to all 18,000 members this week. That's not the case.
Okay. And I also see a note here. It looks like it came across privately, so you may not be seeing that. In addition to the day of the week, the actual date, so that we're pushing.
Yes. No, it'll be a calendar.
Are helpful. Perfect.
Yeah, it'll be a calendar. Yeah. And I will tell you, we try very, very hard not to send any communication to members on Thursdays. So if you ever see, start sending this calendar out, if you do see an email on Thursday, that is part of the digital membership acquisition, and it's not going to members. So we, that's the one day a week that we try to keep clean. And we've been pretty good about it, actually.
Great, great. So please keep asking any questions you have about that in relation. I want to hit on a couple things that she also had here from a perspective of what she covered from a global. There were some scholarship opportunities that were mentioned. So I know many of you are new to your board or maybe new to your role, and you may not realize that your chapter should have a foundation liaison assigned. And the foundation liaisons will have calls with our foundation to talk about grants, scholarships, what we have available, when they're available, how to market them, typically something they might highlight. Nikki will provide any marketing pieces that might be associated with it, but we will cover all of the grants and stuff with your foundation liaison. So it's important that if you're not getting information about these grants and scholarships, that you talk to your president or your chapter administrator and make sure that they're getting on the agenda, the foundation liaisons, to update you. Because often your members will not know about those scholarship opportunities unless you're marketing it. Even though we have them out there, they still tend to get the majority of their information, as you know, chapter leaders, from you guys, from your local chapter. So if you know, you have to remember all of these scholarship opportunities, although they may not be benefiting your membership as a whole because you're not offering it locally or personally, they may benefit a specific couple people, and those are going to help them with their retention and their value proposition. So the more you can put out the various types of scholarships and educational opportunities that are available in addition to yours, what Global offers, then you're tying in to other components of membership value that you're not able to bring to the table, but they have access to. So that's going to support retention. So I want to, that's one of the reasons I asked her to cover these various events in these scholarships, was to make sure you understood the benefit for you to market them. And so, especially if they're in your backyard, I know often we think of them as a competition or why is Global in my backyard, but really what we should be looking at is how is it going to support my membership's value proposition in addition to what I'm offering, because my chapter can't offer everything. So, you know, always work with us on that. We try to let you know in advance what's coming to your region, but so if you're not familiar with the scholarship, you can find those on the website, of course, but also tap into your foundation liaison. They had a call in June. I'll be looking to see if they have a call. I want to say in September will be their next one, so it should be coming up soon.
So I just want to elaborate on the website. So Kelsey in the chat box was asking about updated deadlines. If you go to the actual foundation section on the website, there's a grants and scholarships section, and then you just hit apply for scholarships. I'm just making sure all of this is up to date. We lost our amazing volunteer experience manager last week, so I'm not sure. Let's see. Yeah, it looks like they're all on here. Let's see. Bear with me for 1 second, everybody.
Yeah. I do believe all the scholarships up are up. Grants may not be yet. We're still working to get the grants up. The link is there, but there's nothing attached to the link. So just know that they're working fiercely with a couple sponsors to get the grants up. I actually anticipated them to come up this week, so they could have popped in there today, and I've already missed it. But just as an FYI, those may not be up yet. But I do believe all your scholarships should be there.
It looks like Hawaiian Food Conference Scholarship, let's see, Hawaii Food and Wine Festival is on there. That deadline is August 15th. It doesn't look like the Basics Bootcamp Scholarships are on here, so I'm just going to quickly make a note to make sure that that is added.
Wonderful. So while Nikki is reviewing the chat box and taking care of that, I'll go back to the Chapter Leaders Resource page. So yes, as she mentioned, we're getting ready to transfer that all over this week to the new site. So we're not making a lot of changes right now, pulling down old documents or adding new. The only things that'll be added over the next few weeks will be any of these training calls, just to help support, make sure the links are there. Once we get the new site launched and have the new layout, then we may be enhancing each of those pages, but it's going to take a couple months. One of the things that we're doing as part of the chapter support initiative for every department is to make sure that we're working with that department at Global. So Nikki, in this case, to say to Nikki, what are the standards that our chapters should be looking at from a marketing perspective? What are the best practice templates, the best tips and tools? And then Nikki and her team will be actually developing more of those resources and putting them on that chapter leader's resource page in the coming months to ensure that you have better resources at your fingertips. Where in the past, we didn't necessarily have that connection. Now each department is kind of assigned somebody who's focusing on the various components, education, finance, and so forth. So it'll take a few months, but so kind of be paying attention to that chapter leader's resource page, probably, you know, in the next quarter, and watching for a lot of new resources. And again, we'll bring them to you on these calls and make sure you're aware of what we've shared out there. So Nikki, did you have more you wanted to add?
No, that's it.
I think at this time we've covered the content that we wanted to bring to you, and from the feedback that we did get, what we would like to do, and Nikki's going to go ahead and take it off of mute, is open up the line for questions that you may have about anything we didn't cover, number one, but also if you're in need of something and you want to see if your peers have templates or resources that you can share in, or if you've recently had a best practice that you think would be helpful for others to hear about, whatever it looks like, this is your time to kind of collaborate now. We still have about 30 minutes and we're going to provide that on every call now, somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes of time for you guys to ask questions, collaborate, share best practices. And very specifically, this would be a great time now that we've had this first call. If there's something that you wish we would have done differently or you were hoping we would have brought to the table today, when we open up these lines, share that with us, because that's what we want to do. We want to make sure this call is valuable to you. And in the past years, the communication call has been one of our most challenging, and really understanding what you need and how we can provide better support. So, Nikki, if you want to open up the lines, we'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Okay, everybody is now unmuted. So, and Ruth, there you go.
I'm out of the conference call on my computer right now. I'm going to put you on hold just a quick second.
Yeah, it is. Hi, Holly. This is Carol Porter. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, hi, ma'am. Carol.
Great. I just have a question. Is there a list of influencers on Facebook or Twitter that we should be following that could help us just with our content and retweeting or reposting? I know we follow like MPI Global and all of the folks on the board, so I just wasn't sure if there's a particular list that you had that we could start following that could help us with our content share.
That's a great idea. I will get that. I will get that put together for sure.
Great, thank you.
This is Maria from the Wisconsin chapter.
Hello, Maria.
Hi, I have a question. I met someone at CBS, and I'm hoping that they're on this call. And they shared the idea with me of a RFP for getting photographers for events. And it's something that we're looking to do. And I'm wondering if whoever that person was would be willing to share their RFP process or template, and or if anybody else has any suggestions for how they get photographers for their event.
Great. Anybody on the call have that information for Maria that either shared it at CBS or happens to have it?
Hi, this is Orlando.
Hey, Maria. This is Chelsea with Tennessee. I'm not sure if I was the one you talked to, but we do have an RFP for photographers, and we do have that. We just actually sourced, just put it out to RFP recently, so I can send that to you.
Okay. So if you could do me a favor.
This is Chelsea.
Yes.
Yeah. So Chelsea,
okay.
If you could send that to
me, I think I have your
me,
card
Holly,
in front of me.
I was going to say, if you could send it to Holly Dotson as well, Chelsea, and then what I'll do is I'll forward it, any templates or practices we talk about here, if you're okay with it, send them to me. And then what I'll do is I'll just do an email out to all of you. And then that way everybody can benefit from the resource that might have needed it that was on the call, rather than you having to send multiple emails out, if that helps.
Great. Yeah. And I can get you guys information with our strategic alliance team too, that I know that they have, you know, done it as a sponsorship too. And, you know, done some benefits, sponsor benefits in exchange for the photography. So, yeah, we can absolutely do that.
Thank you.
Great. And I think I heard somebody from Orlando trying to chime in.
Yeah, that was Selena. I was just going to say we have a contract, but we don't have an RFP. So, Tennessee can help more.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So there was a question or a comment in the chat box asking, let me go back here for 1 second, will there be a summary of this call available? So what I will do is I will send out my notes. I'm going to try by tomorrow to get that an email calendar, a rough email calendar out for the next 4 weeks, we'll say, or at this point, maybe just till the end of the month. And I will send, along with that calendar, I will send my notes from this call. So we'll all be on the same page.
Mm-hmm. And keeping in mind, this is recorded. So again, next week, the link will be up on the chapter leaders resource page. And you can, anybody in your chapter can listen to this link.
And somebody said something about an agenda. Yes, going forward, there will be an agenda with the meeting request. This was the first one, so it was kind of just a kickoff call. But going forward, I will have an agenda prepared, and you'll have it ahead of time. Not a problem. Mm-hmm. And someone said something about having a group for the communications. That is actually something I have been meaning to inquire if we can get on my MPI. I don't have an answer to that right now, but let me look into that. And if we can't do it on there, then I will figure out a way for us to have one somewhere.
So, Nikki, I can help you with that. This is Holly. We can't have a group on the MPI community for all of the communications VPs and directors. It'll be a private group for just your role. And Nikki would be the administrator. So questions coming in, Nikki would be able to monitor and not. Yeah. But the interesting thing, and so I'll share this with all of you, is the group doesn't work if you don't participate. In years past, we've opened them up and we've sent out the link, and then there was never any engagement, and we would keep getting requests, can we have a group, can we have a group? So it's important that if this is something that you guys are interested in, that you engage in it with your peers so that they're not out there asking questions and nobody's responding. So we can get that set up probably by next week and have an invitation sent to you to be a part of the private group. So you'll just have to follow up and go in and set up your profile if you haven't already done that. So we'll get that taken care of for you in the coming days.
Holly, this is Keith, Mountain Chapter. Can you chapter admins part of that, because I'm a big part of our communications team as well.
Yes, I can, but I'll need to get permission from all of the administrators if they want to be a part of that group as well, just because they can get overwhelmed being a part of too many groups. So what I may do is just reach out to my administrator team and find out which ones would like to be a part of which groups, and then add you in there. That way I don't overwhelm my administrators. But thank you, Keith.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And so everybody's aware how that community will work is we'll add everybody who's on the list at this time currently. Anybody who's added to your communication roles in the coming months, unless you let us know, they won't automatically be in there. We wouldn't have a way of knowing to add them unless you notify us, number one. But it'll also be based on your term. So when this year ends, you would automatically drop off and the group would close, and then we would have to start a new group for the coming term. So I just wanted to make sure everybody was clear on that. Does anybody have any other questions or anything that they were needing support on or hoping that Nikki might be able to answer? Are there any questions about the digital investment project at this time, other than what I've already shared? Nope. Fabulous. Okay, so I mean, I really want these calls to be about you. So again, I'm going to give us a second here just to talk about the next call. What would you like to see on the next call? You know, we can just focus one call at a time if that helps. Is there a training tip that you would like us to bring monthly, you know, something that would be beneficial to you that you would like us to see bringing forward? This would be a great time to talk about that and tell us about that. Nope, no training. You guys are all good? All right, so... unless I hear from you guys through an email, because I'm not going to send an email out for every single one of these calls, because that's what we had set up for today. What I will say is, if you think of something afterwards, you know, I know it's kind of hard on the spot to come up with everything you're thinking, or you're coming, you know, into the next couple of weeks and you're working on a project and you're like, darn, I wish I would have told Holly to do a training on this. You know, shoot myself and Nikki an email, and then we'll try to incorporate it into our calls as we can. Otherwise, I think that the calls moving forward will be about every 6 weeks, and it'll be something similar to today where she'll give you the update on the calendar, any marketing tools, what we're doing from a global perspective. We'll talk about the digital investment, anything specific to chapters that you'll need to know about, and then we'll open it up for time for questions and answer and best practice sharing. So in the coming weeks as well, if you're working on something that, you know, you've spent a lot of time on and you've learned some trial and error and you think, gosh, this would be really good for a chapter to know, remember to share that with me, because especially now it's really important. While I don't have your CBMs out in the field, I don't necessarily see what you're doing. So I won't know that you have this great best practice to share. So I can't really be as proactive as maybe we have been in the past and say, hey, you know, Tennessee, or hey, Georgia, you've got this fabulous practice. Would you mind sharing it with our group? So I need your support in letting us know about those so that we can highlight them and bring them to your peer group moving forward. So that would be the big thing, and I think we could have some partnership in. We are looking to... beef up our staff. If you were on the all hands call, we are planning on adding some field managers still in the coming months. So just stay tuned. We're hoping to have more field support for you. Until then, again, your chapter administrators are first line of defense for basic chapter operational questions. Chapter leaders resource page is important, but I don't want that to ever take away from saying you can pick up the phone and call me. I am always here for you, no matter what the need is. So is Nikki as it relates to marketing. But even if you're having leadership challenges, committee challenges, and you need guidance from that perspective, please know that you can still call me. I don't want my leaders to feel like they, you know, can't overwhelm me. I've been hearing a lot about, Holly, you're so busy, we're not going to call you. Please don't do that. Call me. I'd rather hear from you than know you're out there struggling. So, with that being said, if there's no other questions or comments, at this time, we can let you get back to your busy, busy day. So thank you for everybody joining us today. And thank you to Nikki for sharing the content for us today.
Holly, thanks for being on.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. All right, everybody have a fabulous week. I appreciate all you're doing. Go out there and market well. Sell, sell, sell some MPI chapter events. We'll talk to you guys soon.